Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought I was being sexy last night, even just putting on shorts, like, you know, the sets.
Really?
Ooh.
With your coconut oil? Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Yo, here we are.
Look at this girl. She's all ready for the Seahawks in the playoffs.
I mean, I gotta tell you, last night, another reason I wasn't gonna go to dinner, because I was glued to the television. I was so excited. Aww. I mean, it sucks. The Lions, of course. Welcome, everyone. This is the pregame 10 minutes of fun. We can get it to into it in its entirety on our full-length podcast. But of course, we take this on Monday. So just immediate reactions. Go Gators. Look at your cute wear sweatshirt for the Gators.
Oh, yeah. National championship tonight for college, which means tomorrow is a new year. So Gators, let's try to win, you know, W-I-N.
Speaking of Gators, GatorGal422 asks, how does it make you feel to know that you could be inspiring young girls to go into sports broadcasting? Miss Andrews, Gator Gal is talking to you.
I appreciate your questions. We appreciate all your questions on the pregame show. Oh, it makes us feel great. I actually get emotional about it. I think more so when dads come up to me and say, my daughter looks up to you. And we, Chris and I, were just at a dinner in Vegas for an event, and the gentleman I was sitting next to, and I think I was dropping F-bombs left and right because I was passionate about something like I do on this show. And he was like, you know, my fourth grader. And I was like, I am sorry.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, exactly.
And how about you?
We were doing, along those same lines, we were doing, you know, the next day had something, and someone, this gentleman came up. He was so nice. And he was like, my wife loves you. She even bought some stuff from Mark and Graham because you mentioned it on the podcast. And I was like, wait, you listen? That's so sweet. But anyways, no, as far as how does it make you feel to know that you could be inspiring young girls? That would, I mean, anything that I can do to inspire, as we call it, the younger generation. I mean, we know who we looked up to and wanted to do this, you know. A lot of women came before us to help us. We paved the way. We've been now in it for a long time. So I think it's very sweet. And to Aaron's point, it does make me emotional as well, because I never think that anyone's listening. And when they are, sweet. Next girl.
Okay. Is it Zeka Wright? Who was your first celebrity crush? For me, we had him on this show, Jonathan Knight, or as we discussed in Vegas with Charles Woodson, Kevin McHale, 32 forever. What about you, CT?
Mine, I had a crush on Tom Cruise because I loved the movie Top Gun and him riding the motorcycle up over the hill in the bomber jacket. And then I wanted to be Kelly McGillis and the whole deal. So Tom Cruise.
The French kiss.
And then I think like Michael Jordan. I like still have a crush on Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. We all know the story. I don't want to ever interview him because I don't want like anything to detract my 13-year-old mind from my love of Jordan, or 40-year-old mind, either way.
Fine.
All right. Maggie Davis TV says, advice on staying in touch with players, coaches, and how to ask for their numbers professionally. I don't know. I feel like you're on calls with a lot more of them.
Yeah.
So how do you do it?
You know, I gotta be honest, I don't really ask for their numbers. I don't do that. A lot of times when we get set up with calls with them for the game that's separate from what Kevin and Greg are on, they'll sometimes call on their cells. I do not save their numbers. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if a player wants you, and I don't mean this in a relationship, yeah, sexual kind of way, if they want you to have their number, they're going to reach out to you. I got to be honest, a lot of times how I keep in touch with players, and it's not the, you know, sexual relationship way, yeah, is DM.
Me too. Same thing.
Prime example, I got to sit down with CeeDee Lamb this weekend, and, mm-hmm, and people have talked a lot about T.Y. Hilton being part of the Cowboys, and Dak has said, and a couple of people have said, it's reminded us of Randall Cobb. I love Randall Cobb. I love his wife. Salad. I DM, mm-hmm, them. Who doesn't? Some chicken. Mm-hmm. But I just said, hey, you're getting talked about a lot here in Dallas. And he wrote back. You can kind of tell when guys, yeah, are interested in having that relationship with you. If not, what about you?
It's also different now. I feel like early on, I wouldn't have dared.
You're talking to an athlete? Yeah.
Yeah. And that game, in the game of the DM thing wasn't as big because, again, we're older. But now it's actually great to have that access. And to your point, you know, and what you're asking or what you're saying is thanks so much for taking the time to sit down. You know, quick question. So-and-so says they love you. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting down with them next week. What are your thoughts on them? Like,
yeah,
it's not hard. And I think that now with the social media platforms, it's become a lot easier. All right, next.
D. Griffin 980, strawberry or grape jelly? I actually don't care.
I'm actually not choosy on this. Whenever you go to a restaurant and like it's for breakfast and the grape is always the one that's left. The Concord grape is always left in those little peel back things. I'm looking for a raspberry number one on the power rankings. Strawberry. I can't do any of the citrus flavors.
Gross mixed fruit one that's always left. I don't want that. Why are you putting that on my tray?
I don't know. I can't do the grape, the mixed fruit, or the citrus. Strawberry or raspberry, give it to me all day. And okay, I love the old school jams with like the red and white top. Yeah, like it so looks like Jared. You got on a farm.
Yep. The cursive writing.
Yes, exactly. Jared gets it because, you know, we're farm gals.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to have that at your ranch. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, Jesse Bushnell. Sorry, I'm jumping you. Do either of you routinely shave your face? CT mentioned it on an old pod and I need all the deets. Go ahead.
So I bought the fancy thing that Aaron had, which was the and then I ended up breaking out because I was like still in the phase of my life. This was like last year, still breaking out because I think the hair protected like the pores from getting like clogged. So whenever I would use that, I would break out. So I was like, fuck this, I ain't doing it anymore. Then my face finally cleared up. And now I do. I use an old school like Bic razor.
Oh my God, you do?
Uh-huh.
You trust yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I should go work at a barbershop after this. Cause in my bathroom, there's like natural light from the top. And so I get on the side and I go around the corner and the jawline, I go all around. And then sometimes you got to get into the neck. Oh yeah.
The neck.
Oh yeah. I'm into it because it is furry sometimes.
It is. Mm-hmm. I get mine done at our facialist and I've noticed, and I told Jillian this, is that when I get it done, I feel like my face is numb for like a week or so.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
a weird sensation.
It feels so good, though. Mm-hmm. Just soft. You know what I'm into? Coconut oil all over the face.
Really?
I've been lathering. Oh, my God.
It doesn't make you break out?
It hasn't yet. And again, maybe because I finally got that spray. If any of you out there, I'm going to talk about it on the full-length podcast. I'm going to do a PSA.
Spray tan?
The spirulactone. Ask your dermatologist. I don't know why.
I need it.
Took
it.
35 years for me to go to the Nashville dermatologist to finally be like, oh, well, this is a simple solution. Meanwhile, I'd been on Accutane 7 times and I probably couldn't have a child if I tried because I've been on that medication for so long. So spirulactone, kids.
I need to do that. I had a good amount of drinks on Friday night in Washington, D.C. Was it Friday or Saturday? Nope, it was Saturday because we had a late game and it had a great evening. We had a good dinner. And then the end of the night, it was me, Pereira, Jillian Gregory, and Kevin Burkhart. We were laughing, telling stories. Went back to my room. I got all crazy with the tweezers and the zip popper. I actually tweezed out the white head. I think I took too much out because now I just have just massacred my face. It's been, thank God I didn't have a post-game interview because they would have been like, the difference in the game. What's the difference in your chin?
You're ridiculous.
It's bleeding.
Liz Subert. Favorite date night during the season versus off season, but I know you girls are hustling all year. First of all, Liz, you are so adorable how you just phrased that question. So love you for that. Yeah. Aaron's better at so this cute. Than I am. I don't, I'm a bad girlfriend during the season.
No,
I'm just like, I just want to stay inside.
No, you're
not. I don't want to go. I don't want to get dressed up. I don't want to go out. I mean, it was, I thought I was like being sexy last night, even just putting on shorts, like you know, the sets. That I was putting on the shorts, not the sweat version of the sets. Like
with your coconut oil?
Yeah, like coconut oil. And he was, and meanwhile, he like left and went to dinner. And I was like, all right, got the house to myself. Yeah. But yeah, I am a date night. I'll be good once the season's over.
Yeah, it's stuff. Hard, especially now. Week 18, we're done. We're exhausted. I look like ass. I got in at 3:30 in the morning, texting Chris and jumps on the text chain, go to bed.
I mean, that we're going to talk about that on the full-length podcast. When Aaron and when my phone is vibrating and wakes me up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
So
and
bad.
I'm like, wait, what's going on? It is text chains with Schrager, you and someone else that's been going on for an hour and a half. And I'm like, what are they doing?
Oh my Anyways. God. Yeah, we do need to talk about it. A lot of things to recap. We haven't done our podcast since Monday Night Football last week. Yep. That was an emotional week for everyone involved mm-hmm. in the NFL. You did a great job with that. A couple of things I also want to talk about on the podcast that's dropping on Thursday. I know we give a Calm Down Dream Award every once in a while. Want to check in with you, see if there's one. I want to start doing a part of our show called the Jillian Quote of the Week. I have
okay.
one for
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm into this.
You heard it. I remembered it and so much more. Please check us out.
Yes, please do. Full Length Podcast out Thursday. Enjoy.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.